cutting the television down.
We're all here, we'll clear the meeting open. First item is leave of absence and apologies. I believe Councillor Morris is a apology. We need somebody to move in second.
And move that well.
Second.
Any further apologies? All in favour, aye. Acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the Wiradjuri people who are the traditional custodians of the land, and I would also like to pay my respect to people, both their people, both past and present, and extend that respect to other Aboriginal Australians who are present. Presentations. We just had
Brad come in.
So we do have a presentation with the financial statements coming up in the report.
Right, so Council's aware that Brad Ball will attend the meeting virtually and present the audit statements for the read. Declaration of pecuniary interests. Declarations of non-pecuniary interest. I've got to declare one in the confidential section in regard to a tender for the Rose Hill pipeline. I just read out, I, Dennis Palmer, Chairperson of Water County Council, declare a non-pecuniary interest in the late report Rose Hill Harbour. Additional 2.7 kilometre pipeline replacement report. I declare the interest due to a relative being engaged by an organisation that has provided a tender. I will leave the meeting and the matter is deliberated. I will hand the chair to Councillor McCann while the chair of the meeting deliberates. Confirmation of minutes. Everybody had a chance to do the due diligence. If so, could somebody move in second? Ms. Armstrong seconded. Any questions? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
No business arising from the minutes. Correspondence. Everybody will know, I will assume, on page 11. Excellence in the Environment Awards 2020. Presented to Goldenfield Water County Council. Winner of B Division Overall Winner of Sustainable Infrastructure Award. And it was for the Goldenfield Water App. I think it's well done.
Congratulations
to staff.
Fantastic.
It's a great app and it's used. People talk about it back at council.
It's a great app and I hate it because but it is very effective.
So well done to Sammy for getting the application in.
Excellent.
Matters of urgency. Could I have somebody to move in second that we accept the late report? Councillor Callow and Councillor Sinclair. Notices of motion, rescission motion, so I don't believe there's any at this time. Chairperson's minutes, there's none for this report. Now, for the next item, the election of chairperson, I'll hand over to the general manager and I'll vacate the seat.
Well, if we can get a mover and seconder first.
All right, move, sorry, yes.
So moved.
Councillor McCann. Councillor Keller. Thank you. Sorry, I'll move myself to the seat.
Okay. Councillors, I have one nomination here for the chairperson position, Dennis Palmer. There being no other nominations, I declare Dennis Palmer the chairperson for the next 12 months.
Congratulations.
You can retain on. And then we'll need a mover and seconder for the next report.
just before we go, let's report and say thank you everybody for your support. I thoroughly enjoy coming to Golden Fields. It's a very refreshing council to be part of. The team here is second to none. I sit in a council that has fairly enthusiastic attitudes.
Sorry.
It is a pleasure to come to Golden Fields. Thank you. I hope for continued support and look forward to the future. Thank you.
Nice bit of music, does it?
The next agenda item is the election of a deputy chair. Could somebody move and second?
I'll move it.
Councillor McBreen, seconded. Councillor Armstrong. Hand over to the GM.
So I have one nomination for the deputy chairperson position. So I'd like to announce that David McCann is the deputy chairperson for the next 12 months.
Thanks. Can I just echo Dennis's words and thank the board and staff? It's been an interesting 4 years we've had behind us. We've had some huge staff upheavals, but I think we've got the formula right. We've got some great people into the various positions that we needed, and that's in no way more due to the way the board has worked together and got the right people there, but I thank each and every one of them, my fellow board members, for your support and council.
Can I congratulate you both? You've done a fantastic job and you're very approachable. Every time I'm here and seeking advice or discussing something, you've been extremely approachable, so I do appreciate what you do for sure.
The next agenda item is the public participation confidential session. In accordance with the Local Government Act 1993 and the Local Government Act General Regulation 2005, in the opinion of the General Manager, the following business is of a kind that's referred to in Section 2A, Section 2, 10A, Section 2, sorry, of the Act that should be dealt with in part of the meeting that is closed to the media and the public. It is recommended that the Council move into confidential session. Could somebody move and second that, Councillor Keller?
I'll move it.
I'd like to hand over to the General Manager. Comments for the resolutions?
Through the Chairman, during our confidential session, there was three reports. And the first report was the service provider electrical switchboards and electrical installation tender 03-2020, and the board resolved to award the contract to Electrical Services Pty Ltd for a committed price of $87,638.02 for completion of Arable 3 switchboard, and B, approve the General Manager or his delegate to enter into a contract with JRC Electrical Services Pty Ltd as a preferred supplier of design, manufacture, supply, delivery and installation of electrical switchboards and associated equipment for a period up to 12th December 2022. The second report was the critical large valves replacement contract 06-2020. And the board resolved to accept the offer for contract 06-2020 for the critical large valves replacement to Gongus Construction Pty Ltd for $120,000 excluding GST for the lump sum offer of design services. And two, approve the General Manager or his delegate to enter into a contract with Gongus Constructions Pty Ltd, including the potential to deliver the provisional construction items works to a total value of $656,255 excluding GST, which includes a $120,000 design lump sum offer. And the third report, considering confidential, the late report was the Rose Hill to Harden additional 2.7 kilometre pipeline replacement, and the board resolved three items. One, the board approve an increase to the capital works budget by the figure noted within the report to allow for the works for the additional 2.7 kilometres of the Rose Hill to Harden pipeline replacement to be contracted. Two, Pursuant to section 55(3)(i) of the Local Government Act 1993, the board considers that a satisfactory result would not be achieved by inviting tenders before entering into a contract for the work for the additional 2.7 kilometres of the Rose Hill to Hun pipeline replacement due to extenuating circumstances, being that A, earlier in 2020, the council concluded tender 05-2020 for the pipeline replacement work, which involved the receipt of a large number of tenders. B, a successful tender was selected to enter into contract with the council to carry on the pipeline replacement work, except for the additional 2.7 kilometres. C, all confirming tenders contained provisional pricing for the additional 2.7 kilometres of pipeline work, enabling the council to adequately assess the likely cost of the additional work and achieve value for money for that work without a further tender process. And three, the board approved the general manager to negotiate and enter into a contract for the additional 2.7 kilometres of pipeline replacement work with any of the tenderers who submitted a conforming bid for tender 05-2020. Thank you.
Well read, sir.
I'm calling it a race.
The next tender item is our financial statement. Did somebody move that way? Councillor Armstrong. Councillor Sinclair. The council office recommendation that the board receives and notes the 2020 audit financial report. Is Brad going to be on Zoom?
Yes, if we get a mover and second and then get
there. Done the move.
Yep.
Sinclair.
Yep.
Okay, so Brad's just joined us via Zoom. Brad, can you hear us all right?
I can hear you faintly, yes. Yep.
So, if
I dive in then, thanks everyone for, the invitation. What you would see from the conduct report is it's pretty consistent with the prior year, and it's, there's no particular issues that we're raising or concerns. So really what we'd be highlighting is considering the backdrop of a changed circumstance of COVID coming in and disrupting how the project itself was delivered. We had the benefits of Michelle being in the role for a full 12 months, and from our perspective, the outcome is clean. You were signed on the 1st of October, one of the first councils, including all general purpose councils and county councils, to be signed in the state, and achieved an unqualified or clean audit opinion, which is the target outcome that we're shooting for. In terms of the audit opinions that are issued, there's the stock standard one, which is a commodity item that says if your accounts are true and fair. And in New South Wales local government, we do this conduct report, which is the one that introduces some more free-form text and commentary. The conclusion of that is that for Goldfields, really, there was no one-off or unique transactions for the year. So it was business as usual, and with a warm summer, water consumption continued to track at strong levels, which flows directly through to the user fees and charges. And so that's really what's underpinning that trading result for the year. Council recorded a surplus from operations before capital grants of 1.5 million. So, the test back in the Fit for the Future days was generating a surplus, and you're a single fund operation. That's a really solid outcome and well presented result for the year. The council, the other key focus in New South Wales local government then becomes cash and cash levels held. Council holds somewhere in the vicinity of $54 million in cash and cash equivalents, and then it's restricted away to get back to unrestricted levels. After taking away the $40 million of internal restrictions, the remainder is $14 million of unrestricted cash. So from an ability to pay your debts as and when they fall due and be a good corporate citizen in these times and pay in accordance with trading terms, those metrics and measures would indicate that council has a solvent and sustainable position. Into the horizon, you've got no external borrowings as it currently sits at 30 June when we close it out. And so that sort of condenses that part of the reporting and the conduct report. The only unique thing that councillors may have observed in terms of the ratios is due to the nature of a Water County Council, because of the billing cycle that you operate on. There's two things. You get your own source operating revenue is well above the target of 6%, and by definition, you know, fundamentally you supply water. So that's tracking well above the benchmark of 60, but that's an all council New South Wales rating, and so that's really the logic of why your result is well above that benchmark. And the other one is your rates and annual charges outstanding, because of the billing cycle internally that you work on, is the reason why that metric sits well above the 10% benchmark. And so the key takeaway for that would be that over the last 3 years, Goldenfield's performance has been very consistent year on year. And so the graphic in there around rates and annual charges outstanding, please don't be disturbed by the outcome is because it's a standard metric across 128 councils, but because you and other Water County councils have that progressive billing cycle, is the reason why that result is presented the way it is. We observe no instances of legislative non-compliance, and really we're in a very comfortable, safe position in terms of the external audit for Goldenfields for June 2020. Happy to take any questions at that point, but yeah, I didn't want to slow down the meeting too much when really it's a well constructed outcome, and we really appreciate it from our side, the adaptability and flexibility that council showed us to be able to move to an off-site delivery when all of our previous contact has been, you know, boots on the ground support. So we really appreciate the efforts of in-house finance people to be able to enable that for us.
Does the board have any questions while we've got Brad?
Brad, one of the things that, it's Councillor Armstrong here, one of the things that, that concerns me is that when you look at our income, we've got about $1.3 million of interest being paid us because of the $54 million. If you look at the investments, by the end of 2021, I think there's only one remaining that's paying in the order of 3% or more. The rest of them are going to be probably somewhere around about 1%. Given that there's going to be a significant difference in the revenue that those funds are going to generate for us, and the fact that we'll be spending, you know, a large amount of money on capital renewals, is it a sound strategy for council to rely upon that revenue, or perhaps should we revisit our charges to ensure that we've got sufficient cash flow to potentially service borrowings and or meet future demands for capital renewals?
Yes, so probably stepping through that question, back a few years ago, councils were able to explore income off their investments by having a more diversified investment strategy. A range of councils had an unfortunate outcome by their experience with CDO-type products, and so the rules were navigated back to a much narrower platform, which really now just leaves you with term deposits. And the point is, they've been trending down. Current rates are pretty woeful in terms of a longer-term investment strategy. Council would have a long-term asset management plan, and so the environment would be that you've got funds in the bank, debt is also rather inexpensive at the moment. What the forward plan is, though, for council is to, you know, pick a pathway that's sustainable over the outset. But if you were purely relying on generating passive income from your term deposits, the point councillor rates it makes is 100% valid. The rates are compressed and going to be for a period outlook, and they're not going to be generating any wild surplus in the next 2 to 3 years. So if that was council's sole purpose for generating passive income, you'd need to revisit that strategy.
Thank you.
Any further questions or statements? If not, thank you very much, Brad, for your time and expertise. Well done.
Thank you very much. I'll pass on your appreciation to the team who helped work on it. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
All those in favour?
Aye.
Moved. Just before we move on, I'd like to thank the Finance Department of Golden Fields for such a glowing recognition from the auditor. First in the state, and if you get a clean audit. Thank you.
I think we're on page 107.
107. The next agenda item is council investments. Could somebody move in a second? We'll move in as we can. Councillor Keller, thank you. The council recommendation is that the report detailing the council's investment 30 September 2020 be received and noted. Any questions or statements? On page 108, second line with 325% is a very impressive number. I'd like to see that maintained, but physically impossible.
Mr. Chair, I think that the one we're looking at there is the weighted average yield of 2.03%, right, with about $10 million coming off the in the next 6 months or so, and we're probably not going to see that 2.03% maintained. When it's somewhere around about 0.5%, then we're going to be a bit of a strife. Mm.
Any other questions or statements? If not, all those in favour? Page 111, correct?
Yep.
The next agenda item is the progress of capital works expenditure. Somebody move and second, do we? Councillor McCann, second. Councillor Sinclair. The council's office's recommendation to report detailing council's capital works program at 30 September 2020 be received and noted. Any questions? Statement? Comment? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Next item is the quarterly budget review, 30 September 2020. Simply move. Councillor Sinclair, Councillor Armstrong. Council's recommendation that the board receives and adopts a quarterly budget review for the period ended 30 September 2020. Any questions or statements, comments?
The $671,000 increase in depreciation is due to the revaluations
that
we discussed earlier.
Yeah, through the chair, it's as you would have seen in Sally's asset management presentation, we've done a revaluation on all the assets, which has ended up resulting in the extra $600,000 depreciation.
More councils had the same thing, but the values, a lot of things hadn't been valued properly in the past, and it's going to continue. Roads, and I know in our case that airport is the next one on the list, and it's going to
huge.
It's the sign of the times.
Huge. Lots of money in defence.
Any further questions or statements? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
27. Correct. The next item is the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Could somebody move and second that we... Councillor Keller, and then... Seconder? The Council's recommendation is the Board receives and notes the minutes of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee meeting held on 30 September 2020. Questions or statements? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Right. Next agenda item is Amanda Mar Stage 2 Construction Progress Report. Somebody move.
I'll move it.
Ms. McGuinn, seconded. Ms. Pello, thank you. Questions, statements? Just a quick comment, there's a very impressive number there. On the last sentence in the report, first paragraph of the report, $33 a metre.
Amazing.
We hope it is validated to the nth degree.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Any further questions or statements? I'd just like to make a comment that this is incredible. It looks like we're going to be able to achieve this whole process and come in under budget and before time.
Yeah.
And staff needs to be confident. Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
The next item is the valve maintenance program. Somebody move. Seconded by Councillor Keller. Any questions or statements? It is of an interest of note that there's 8,997 valves have been identified.
Yeah.
It's an amazing number.
More than that, a bit like we did 100%, but now we have. And I'd like to say also that ones we didn't know we had, the Shires at Richmond over.
Richmond was over.
That would be right.
Question, Mr. Chair. I think under the award, the standard award, 2 years to the maximum temporary appointment can be made. Will the two fixed-term labourers be appointed for the maximum? Because the fear is that 2 years may not be enough time.
Yeah, I might hand it over to Annie. Sorry, she's been looking after HR for a while.
So you're correct, yes, 2 years for a temporary appointment. So we're actually going to re-advertise those three positions. We have re-advertised them and they're going to be filled tomorrow, I believe, interviews are going to be held. So we're going to avoid doing that by re-advertising, which starts the clock again.
So the anticipation is that this is going to be an ongoing
An additional
approach,
12
yeah.
months at this stage.
Thank you.
Further questions? Statements, all those in favour?
Aye.
Next item is the water production report. We move. Councillor Armstrong, Councillor Sinclair, thank you. Questions, statements? You can see the council's recommendation for production report we received and noted. Any questions? Comments?
It's going to make this one of the largest areas, isn't it, for the Water County Council?
Through the chairman, we're the largest water water utility in New South Wales.
Pressurised pipeline, we've got the largest amount of pressurised pipelines, and probably definitely New South Wales, probably the apart from the western areas, area versus the number of connections.
So that's a correct statement. We have the largest pressurised pipeline in the state.
From local water utility.
Oh, for a local.
Yeah. Not Sydney.
For a local utility. Any questions or statements?
Just a question, general question. In regard to the production, I guess what's always concerned me is that necessarily the volume of rain that falls that appears to influence water usage is actually the number of wet days that you get. And given that there's been approximately 33% more wet days this year than the same time last year, I'm just wondering whether there's that increase in the number of wet days is having an effect upon the production rate in terms of demand.
Through the chair, yes, it has. So generally what we'll average between the 8 to 12 millilitres a day of production. For the Dugong scheme as an example, and at the moment we're still around that 8 to 10 mark, so we haven't picked up. What we usually see is that really does ramp up after the start of the January through to the March period. That's March historically has been our really high productive.
Where there's fewer wet days.
Yeah. And some of our modelling that we're going to take as part of the IWCM process included increasing in the peak daily demand to allow for climate change scenarios and things like that. So we've gone from a design criteria for production of around a week of high peak times to now extending that to look at it at around 14-day mark to make sure that we meet our security requirements. So the IWC has picked up quite a number of things. We actually, and this is the beauty of having our ANR data in the table system, is that we've actually got live data to pretty much the hour to say when and where those peaks are coming from, and we can now start to direct our assets and future improvement processes in those specific areas. So, yeah, a lot of the work has been done. And same with wet days. So imagine that wet will be the same as a drought period.
Thank you.
Any further questions, statements? If not, all those in favour?
All right.
Next agenda item is the Coolman Livestock Residential Growth Area and Access to Golden Fields Board County Council. Somebody move. Second. Councillor McCann, Councillor Callow. Just before we start, I'd just like to acknowledge, or the board should acknowledge, that Coolman is certainly on the move, as the ad says. Coolman's growth and development is second to none.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are probably some issues that need to be looked at. Any discussions or questions, comments?
Just a quick one by way of probably explanation to the board where we're at with this. The growth area that we're talking about is to the south of town, and there's a need to do some work fairly urgently, because council, Gilman Shire Council, is in the process of sealing a road from where the water tower is on the southern side of town down to Millwood Road. They're going to seal that laneway. So there's a need to put a pipe in of about a couple of hundred metres or so to connect into Millwood Road to remove a dead end. And basically set the scene for future growth to the southern side of town. So in discussions, there's been a number of meetings between the two councils and so forth, and what is being proposed is that we go ahead with that Cooper's Lane pipeline, which is about 100 metres or so in this financial year, to resolve that problem. That's in line with what council's done in the past as far as working in with councils to ensure that infrastructure sort of works together.
Right. Yeah. So it should happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, through the chairman, we did one recently in June with a roundabout. We brought forward those works. We've also in the quarterly adjustments just done for one here tomorrow, and this one's just come to light that they're looking to do that road in the coming months, so it might be wise just to bring that forward and do it at the same time, bring it in hand. So if I guess through the chair, if there aren't any objections, we'll look to do that and do it as a quarterly adjustment on the next.
I'll move that as a motion anyway.
We've got some idea of cost.
Yeah, through the chairman, just roughly, I'd anticipate around that $100,000 mark, give or take. It's a little bit longer, I think it's 400 and some metres. But again, if we work it in while the roadworks are being done, it's going to be a cheaper option than going back later to do it. So currently it's a dirt road, it's going to be constructed and sealed, and we can do it along somewhere.
So I'll put that forward as a motion.
If the board's happy, you've got a motion there, you note it, and
okay.
We can just do it as a quarterly adjustment when the next quarter. Is that okay, Michelle?
Yeah.
Through.
I accept that, yeah.
And as officers, we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
So, any further questions or statements in regard to the agenda item?
Just a question. Should that not be, because it's a capital work, should that not be the subject of a direct resolution?
To allow for the funds? Yeah, we could.
Well,
we can do that rather than the quarterly. So if the council would like to resolve that officers undertake install a main in Cooper's Lane from the reservoir to Millwoods Road.
At a funded from? I mean, it's what we've got to do, there is a requirement for the motion. For the motion to have validity, it must state the source of funds. So to simply say it's going to be funded from a future budget review, I believe is not consistent with the requirements of the Act. So I think we need to say how we're going to fund it.
Yep, so Michelle, out of reserve. So a separate, like we've moved and second this one, we're going to, Mr. Chairman, a second resolution that...
Will there be any developer contributions at all?
Not on this one. So the resolution can be that...
That the pipeline from the tower along Cooper's Lane to Millwood Road be brought forward to this financial year...
And funded
from reserve...
From the infrastructure reserve.
I'll move that.
If somebody could correct me, but I believe this has been on our horizon for some years after this section of to tidy up some issues.
It'd be a good half dozen or 10 years.
Yeah, losing. So it's the opportune time while council's obviously going to have a lot of cleared pathways for council to do it at the same time. So we need a mover and seconder for the new motion.
So the motion. Oh, yeah, we need. And Councillor Armstrong.
Councillor Armstrong. Can somebody read the new?
I might need correction just on road, so that the pipeline from the tower, from the water tower.
From Gorman South Reservoir.
South Reservoir, yep.
On Cooper's Lane.
Yeah, on Cooper's Lane.
To Millwood Road.
To Millwood Road, be brought forward for inclusion in this year's capital budget and funded from infrastructure replacement reserves.
Yeah, thanks.
No further questions? All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you. Next item is the annual report. If somebody moves a second, we can move into discussions. Council recommendation is that the 2019-20 annual report be received and noted. Just a quick comment. It's pleasing to see so many of the actions at 100% for the year and around 75% fully completed. A difficult year with many changes due to COVID-19. Everybody has adapted well to manage the situation. I just want to make one comment, if I could, and it reinforces Councillor Armstrong's attitude towards our revenue stream. And I hope Council considers how important it is in our meter replacement program. And it's mentioned on page 165, 167 and 4.11. Previously, Council was made aware that a lot of meters over 15 years of age, some of the worst inaccuracies that Goldenfields faced was up to 30% slow. So I don't know where we are currently up to. I thought about 10 years ago, we replaced the majority. I'll ask for reassurance from the other end of the table. Correct?
2014, 2015 we did.
Oh, you took them all.
Yeah.
So, with an attitude of trying to protect and increase our revenue stream, because that's all we've got, is it on our agenda to fully materialise this before the age sends us in a backward direction?
Yeah, and through the chairman, as mentioned there, we replaced all meters when we put the table in, so roughly 11,000 meters were all put in new then. So we we're working on how do we do that so it doesn't all fall due at once, but at the same time, particularly in the rural areas, if you're doing upgrades with the backflow or upgrades with the tackle, it makes sense to do it all in once because there's more cost in getting staff out there. So engineering and working in with the other departments to come up with a program to make sure that it doesn't all fall due at once and that we minimise our costs when we're replacing. So rather than when one triggers a certain age, we'll do a whole street or a whole township to ensure efficiencies.
It's just an observation I was made aware of some 10 years ago, that just how significant these
waters
are.
And the beauty with the tangle is as well too, with the way it's set up, it can let us know if meters aren't reading, or the same, the most important for customers is let them know if they do have leaks, if it's constantly running 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Any further questions or statements?
Just an observation. Mr. Chair, on page 27, we have one very, very few white lights in here. I just note that because of the red line, we don't have any comment over in the comment section. Perhaps some of the verbiage listed in the operational plan desired outcomes could perhaps be transferred over to there to indicate that we're unable to achieve that.
Councillor Happily, happy we can populate that before we
just
up on
the
side.
I think it just something.
It's
the only spot I could find there where there was no comment. So.
Yep.
That's got a red light. So.
Thank you.
Any further comments or questions? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
So we go to room 93 now. Step right in. Next agenda item, I think it's on page 93.
Yep.
Correct.
Is the appointment of the acting general manager. Somebody move it, second.
I'll move it.
Councillor McLean, second. Councillor Callaghan. Questions, statements? The council's office of recommendations, councillor appoint Jeff, here is, production and service managers as acting general manager during the period 30 November 2000. 2020 to 11 December 2020 inclusive. Questions? Comments?
Have a good break.
I'm going to do my bit for New South Wales on a holiday locally. Or on the coast.
If there's no comments or questions, all those in favour?
Aye.
Congratulations, Jeff. Next item is the 2020 staff survey results. Somebody move in a second.
Okay.
Councillor McKeon. The report detailing 2020 staff survey results we received and noted. Questions or statements? Comment, I think it's a good result. Thank the general manager and staff. If there's no questions or comments, all those in favour?
Thank
you. The next one is the customer satisfaction survey. So we move. Councillor Keller, thank you. Councillor McGinn. The report detailing the 2020 customer satisfaction survey
will
be received and noted. Thank you. Any questions?
It's a fabulous reflection on
I thought so.
The staff
here,
and I don't think you could get a better report, so well done, everybody.
I do think this is a reflection on the board and the college staff. I talk to the general manager and his team. Such a result. No further questions or statements. All those in favour?
Aye.
The next one is the council meeting dates. Somebody move. It's a bunch of second from Queen. Councillor McGuinn, thank you. The council set the meeting schedule as described in for the ensuing 12 months. As printed there, Friday the 18th of December, Thursday the 25th of February, Thursday the 22nd of April, Thursday the 24th of June, Thursday the 26th of August, Thursday the 28th of October. Any questions, comments? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Council end of year corporate function. Somebody move.
Move the recommendation.
Somebody second it. Comments? Questions? All those in favour?
All right.
Aye. Really well. Office closure. Somebody move.
Second.
Councillor Armstrong.
That Councillor
Sinclair. Again, sorry. I've done that regularly, so
I see that's what I'm saying.
That the Council endorse the office to be closed commencing Monday 21 December 2020, reopening Monday 4 January 21. Any comments? Questions? If not, all those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Next meeting. The next ordinary meeting of council is scheduled to be held on Friday, 18 December 2020 at 10 a.m. Do we need to
No.
It's done.
Depending on how the harvest goes, I may struggle.
If there's no further comments, close of business, there's no further business requiring the attention of council, the meeting has been closed at
11:15.
Thank you.
Thank you.